Obviously, you played in a lot of big games in your career. Do you get excited about a matchup like you against Rodgers? Does that matter to you at all?
Well, I get excited about going against a good team in the Green Bay Packers. So, year in, year out, a playoff team, and Aaron's playing, always plays at a high level, and know that their offense has the ability to score points. So, as an offense, we got to come in there and do our job and play at a high level, try to control the ball, and we're going to have to score some points and play well. So, looking forward to, Sunday night. In Green Bay at Lambeau, it's always a special place to play.
Stakes not quite as high as some prior visits here in those playoff games, Eli. But what were the things that allowed you to get that done in those circumstances here in January?
Just as a group, played well in those games, and defense played well, and offensively we were able to make a lot of plays, and so we got to do that same thing. Offensively we got to be able to score points and make plays, and know it's gonna be a tough environment and it's a good scheme and a good defense, but we got a lot of new faces that weren't a part of those teams in 2008 and 2012, I guess, in the 2007-2011 seasons. But we got guys who have never been to Lambeau before, so we got to go out there and make some new memories.
Eli, how much of this Packers pass defense might be missing a Sam Shields?
Obviously Sam's been a tremendous player, and got a couple young corners out there, but it seems like they're doing a good job mixing up their coverages and their defenses, and they've been able to slow down some the passing game. The run defense has been very strong all year, so we just got to have a good mix. And hopefully, our matchups, we can win some of our matchups out wide.
Eli, picking up on that question, with Shields out, their new number one, Demaryius Randle, has had a couple rough games in a row, and I'm sure there's been times in your career before where you've played against a team who has a corner that's had a rough stretch. What does that mean, if anything, to you going into a game when you know a guy is sort of struggling a little bit?
I think you always look at the film, look at their scheme, what they want to do. You always look at certain guys, where you like certain matchups. So if they give you certain coverages, so we got to look at all those things, and just depending on what play we got called at the right time. Still got to go through my progressions and just try to throw it to the guy who has the best chance of being open.
Eli, how much did Minnesota really take away Odell, how much of it was just you guys not being able to get him the ball?
That's just a combination. Sometimes the coverage took him away, or just took me to a different progression. So sometimes just depending on what they're playing, it gave the opportunity for other guys to be open. And so it's always a combination. And so we're not trying to give one guy the ball. We got a lot of receivers out there on each passing play, or running backs, and depending on what's play is called at a certain time, he might be my first read or my fourth read. So you just got to go through the progressions and try to find completions and get to the open guy.
Eli, do you need a little less of Odell Beckham, the personality and temperament, and just more of the number 13 talented football player?
Well, he's a talented player. He works extremely hard, and he wants to go out there and make plays. So I've seen that a lot of times with playmakers and guys who put in a lot of effort, a lot of work, and want to feel like they're getting rewarded on game day and getting catches and being part of the offense. And hey, I'm with them. I work extremely hard, and I want to go out there and play well, and move the ball and score touchdowns. And it's frustrating when it doesn't go as smoothly. So we just got to put it all together. And play to the level we've prepared and to our potential.
Is there anything different, Eli, preparation wise for you in terms of getting ready for a Dom Capers type defense?
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta look at you know, what they're doing this year. You know, I've played against him, you know, several times, so obviously know that he's got an extensive package of different defenses and different blitzes and coverages, and just so you know, sometimes you got to be careful to overanalyze things and going back, you know, to games 10 years ago and say, well, he's done this blitz, we got to be prepared for that. So just you know, understand what he likes to do, and you know, just try to understand what they're doing this year and try to have a great game plan, and then you know, go out there and play smart, and hopefully have a few plays that can attack it.
Well, along those lines, just generally speaking, when you see a team that blitzes a lot on tape, do they usually blitz you maybe less just because you've seen all the blitzes and you have such a history and track record and all that experience?
You know, it could go either way. Some teams, you know, that's just, you know, in the DNA of the coordinator, he's in a blitz. Some will mix it up, just trying to figure out what their plan is. And so each week they might have a different plan, and either want to blitz or want to play more coverage. Obviously, either way, if you have success against it, they can easily change. So don't know, you know, quite what to expect. You got to be prepared for everything, and then just adjust as the game goes.
What's your relationship with Ben? With Ben, like Eli, in his first year, you know, as head coach.
I've had a great relationship with Coach McAdoo, and you know, 2 years as the offensive coordinator, worked you know, very closely with him, and you know, just trying to pick his brain and get an understanding of this offense. And now you know, the third year here with him, and with him as the head coach, but still very involved with the offense. So you know, I think we communicate well each week and get on the same page about what we're trying to accomplish.
Did Rodgers ever talk to you about his experience with Ben before you had him, or were you curious what it was?
No, I never talked to Aaron about it. You know, when Ben came over here, I've kind of, you know, had several of those calls, you know, kind of on the other side, you know, getting, you know, or talking about a quarterback coach or our coordinator going somewhere else and having those calls. Never thought, you know, got a whole lot from it. Just it's easier just to get in and kind of make your own judgments on what you're getting into.
Hey, Eli, I know you've had more than one memorable game here. You talk about making new memories, but I'm just curious, what do you remember that stands out about your last trip to Lambeau? I know it's been a few years, but what do you remember about your last trip here?
I'm trying to think. Well, obviously, yeah, that was the 2011 season. Yeah, divisional game. You know, got a lot of great memories. Remember, you know, throwing a Hail Mary before halftime, and Mary hitting Akeem Nix on a little in breaking route on the left side, breaking tackles and going scoring. You know, remember, Brandon Jacobs having a run. I think it was Brandon had a run at the very end to kind of seal the victory. So a lot of good memories, good plays, and obviously anytime you have playoff wins, they're memorable. But having two pretty big playoff wins in Green Bay, good memories.
I know the Super Bowls are obviously what stand out, of course. But how much do you feel those games here at Lambeau Field, those playoff games, have kind of meant to your legacy?
Yeah, you know, playing. I mean, yeah, the 07 year, and played there for the NFC Championship game. You know, at the time I thought it was gonna be, you know, Brett Favre's last game. Ended up not being, you know, and then being whatever it was, negative 21 degrees and cold weather, and going in there and winning that game is, you know, one of my great memories of all time, and great feelings, and pretty very very special. So you know, so obviously have some good memories and playoff games there, and so but obviously you know, trying to you know, make some new memories and bring some good memories to some of the players that weren't a part of those teams.
I want to ask one more Odell Beckham question. He hasn't had a whole lot of quiet games in his career. How do you think he'll bounce back?
You know, I think he'll have a great week of preparation and come out ready to play. And you know, we gotta be ready and make sure, you know, getting him the opportunity to make some plays. And I think he'll be ready to rock.
How tough a deal is this for you guys, Eli, with Monday night on the road and then, you know, a short week and going on the road again, just the way the whole schedule is set up for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, hey, we gotta understand. It's a difficult week, you know, kind of coming, you know, short week of preparation against a team. You know, we haven't played in a while, and so we just gotta have a great, make sure we get a rest and kind of get our body back where it needs to be, and you know, have our focus. But also today, you know, had a little jog through, a couple jog throughs just to get ready, mentally ready. But tomorrow's gonna be, you know, one of our only kind of days where we have all the reps and live, and so we got to make sure we take advantage of that and make sure everybody's squared away on what our assignments are and what are, you know, what we got to do and studying the opponent and just knowing the playbook.
You're close to milestones and touchdown passes, wins, and consecutive starts. Do any of those numbers mean anything to you, or maybe one more than the other?
You know, I don't know. I don't know where I stand in any of them, so I guess not. You know, I'm trying to just get wins and you know, see if we can get back to the playoffs and you know, still try to bring championships to this organization.
Well, this will be start number 199 for you. At that position, I mean, I'm sure you watch your brother obviously play. How difficult is it to be a quarterback and show up week after week?
Well, you know, want to be there for my team and for the fans and organization to you know, be dependable. And so work hard in the off season, in season, just to stay healthy, get health, you know, heal up quickly, and try to be there each and every week to try to do my job to the best of my ability.
Would you and your teammates want to win this one for Ben, for what it means going up against, you know, the coach that he learned from and the organization he grew up in?
Well, I think, I think we you know, have to know that it's going to be important to him. He was in that organization. Anytime, you know, a player, coach, anybody goes back to, you know, play a game against their former team, it's important. It means something. But I think he understands this is important because, hey, it's the next game, and you know, we've lost two in a row, and it's a big one for us, and it's a big one for this team and this organization and for this season to go out there and get a win.